My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you may wonder why we do not use the big book. Because it has no page. It has no gospel on this third Sunday of Easter. Anyway, we read the right gospel for this Sunday. May I share this experience of mine to start our reflection on the gospel of today. My plane ticket was ready for April 13, a day after Easter. The year was 2020. All my bags were packed, and I was ready to go for my yearly vacation. I was looking forward to seeing my folks and friends again in the Philippines. After having experienced a long and cold winter, I was ready to welcome the warmth of summer in the Philippines. After having experienced the short days and long nights, I was ready to welcome the longer days and shorter nights. And after having experienced a year of work and adjusting to the life of Saint Pius, I was ready to welcome a change to recreation and relaxation. For me, getting out of town on a vacation was a good way to deal the burnout that often accumulated throughout the year. By then, I was quarantined in the rectory. I wanted to go on vacation, but COVID-19 hindered me from doing so. My plan was canceled indefinitely until COVID-19 would go away. This year, I'm planning to have my vacation. May 15, I am leaving. My dear brothers and sisters, in the reading today's gospel, one gets the impression that at least the two disciples had a similar plan to take a vacation. Things had not gone well in Jerusalem. Their leader had been crucified, died, and was buried. They must have been suffering from some sort of burnout. So they decided on a change of scenery. They decided to go back to their own town, leave the city of Jerusalem. They headed for this village called Emmaus, which was about 11 kilometers away. The gospel indicates some of the signs of the burnout. It says their faces were downcast. When Jesus spoke, there was a despondent tone in their voices. They said, our hope had been he would be that one to set Israel free. They did not seem to have much hope then. My dear brothers and sisters, are we not a lot like the two disciples in the way to Emmaus, especially nowadays of pandemic, that our faces are downcast? Don't we, at the time of pandemic, get a little down and are losing hope? We're losing hope. Are we at this time of fear and uncertainty is downright depressing? So much so that we feel we need an end to the terrible and contagious disease. We needed to see our friends again. We needed to go back to the same old routine before. The most especially, we needed a vacation to shake off these unwanted feelings. We don't know for sure if that's what was happening inside the two disciples. But it seems that at least possible that they would be thinking and feeling that way. And then they were joined in their journey by Jesus. But they did not recognize him at first. It was only later during the breaking of the bread that they knew who Jesus was. Then there was a sudden change in their attitude. It sounds like they snapped out of their depression right away. The gospel says they set out that instant and returned to Jerusalem. Sounds like they didn't even hang around to finish their meal. Something wonderful had happened to them. They no longer were lacking hope. They were now full of faith and hope and didn't need a vacation. They returned to where the action was, to Jerusalem, where they found 11 assembled together with their companions. My dear brothers and sisters, it must have been encouraging for them to hear that they were not the only ones to be visited by the Lord. On their way back to Jerusalem, they were probably wondering, how can we explain what has happened to us so that they will believe us? But they did not need any proof. Their enthusiasm and their vitality spoke volumes. Yes, it is true, they were told, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Jesus appeared to Simon and to the rest of the disciples and explained to them that to be disciples, they have to accept the bad as well as the good, the crucifixion as well as the resurrection. The two go together to form the Paschal mystery, and they must accept both if they are to be witnesses and preach the message to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. My dear brothers and sisters, witnessing to Jesus is more than telling people about the life of this great person of Jesus who lived 2,000 years ago. Anyone can do that. Witnessing to Jesus is more than testifying that Jesus is risen. The soldiers guarding the tomb did that. Witnessing to Jesus is testifying by our lives that the power of the risen Jesus has touched us and transformed us in the most remarkable way imaginable. Witnessing to Jesus is letting Jesus speak through us to other people. My dear brothers and sisters, the most powerful force in the world is someone touched and transformed by the power of the risen Christ. Emerging from the dreaded time of pandemic are the heroes and the frontliners. We know the doctors, the nurses, technicians, the caregivers, and generous people who help their fellow least fortunate people. On these heroes, who gave himself totally to his patient, was a doctor who just died in the Philippines because of COVID-19. And before he died, he commenced on some of the influence that motivated him to be a doctor and inspired him to give himself unconditionally to his work and took care of his patient lovingly. He said somewhat like this, "As I look back upon my youth, I realize how important to me were the help, understanding, and courage so many people gave me. These men and women entered my life and became powers within me." He continued, "They never knew it, nor did I perceive their help at that time." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, witnessing to Jesus is testifying by our lives that the power of the risen Lord has touched and transformed us. It is letting Jesus speak through us to other people. That was what happened to the two disciples after they recognized Jesus. They were transformed and became witnesses to the risen Jesus. They let Jesus speak through the vitality and enthusiasm they shared to the group. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter what plans we make for a vacation trip, the same stranger will accompany us along the way if we let him in our hearts. Be witnesses wherever you may go. Let Jesus speak through you. Cardinal Tagle, a Filipino cardinal, once wrote in his pastoral letter, and it touches on the very things we have been reading about. I quote, "No matter how beautifully expressed, abstract ideas rarely move people. But let a person come forward, a living person capable of speaking from the heart. Let a person come forward. Let truth flow from that person's life, and let the person's power be matched by an equal gift of love. Then people will listen, and the dawn of better days will brighten the skies." Amen.